Now, Hero, the tetrarch, heard about what was happening, and because it was said by some that John had been raised from the dead, by some Aelia had appeared, and by others that one of the prophets of old had risen. Hero said, "John, I beheaded, but who is this about whom I heard such things?" And he sought to hear him. On their return, the apostles told him all that they had done, and he took them and withdrew apart to a town called Bethsaida. When the crowds learned it, they followed him, and he welcomed them and spoke to them of the kingdom of God and cured those who had need of healing. Now the day began to wear away, and the 12 came and said to him, "Send the crowd away to go into the surrounding villages and countryside to find lodging and get provisions, for we are here in a desolate place." But he said to them, "You give them something to eat." They said, "We have no more than 5 loaves and 2 fish, unless we are to go and buy food for all these people." For there were about 5,000 men, and he said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups about 50 each." And they did so and had them all sit down. And taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing over them. Then he broke the loaves and gave them to disciples to set before the crowd, and they all ate and were satisfied. And what was left over was picked up 12 baskets of broken pieces.
芬芳的西律王听见耶稣所行的一切事情，就变得犹疑不定，因为有人说是约翰从死里复活，又有人说是以利亚再次显身，还有人说是古代的一个先知又复活。西律说：“约翰我已经斩首，这却是什么人？我听见这样的事，所以我要见他。”使徒行者回来之后，将所做的事情告诉耶稣，耶稣就带他们暗自离开，往另一座城去。那的城名字叫伯赛大，但众人知道后，就随着他去。耶稣便接待了其他人，对他们讲神国的道，医治那些需要医治的人。当太阳快要下山的时候，12个门徒对他说。请让大家都散开吧，他们好往四面八方去借宿，寻找吃的，因为我们所在的这个地方是旷野。耶稣说：“你们给他们吃的吧。”门徒说：“我们仅仅5个饼，2条鱼，若不去为这许多人买食物，就不够吃。”那时人数大约有5000人跟着他们。耶稣对门徒说。叫他们一排一排的坐下，每排大约有50个人。门徒就如此行事，叫大家都安稳下来。耶稣拿着这5个饼、2条鱼，望着天祝福，这时递给门徒，摆在众人面前。他们就惊异地发现，所有的吃的都够了，而且把剩下的零碎的饼最后收起来，却已然装满了12个篮子。大家好，我是主播 Kiki。第二阶段中文名称是读经大讲堂，英文名称是 Bible Study。我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我会以学习者角度做个人总结分析，然后 English Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度学习问题讨论。希望这样的趣味性互动可以给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是卢克福音第23讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chinese name of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂，English name is Bible Study. We will adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time I will make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner, and then Sister Ingrid will help me conducting deep learning and problem discussion with everybody. I hope that such an interesting and interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all. The following is my interview with Sister on related issue. Today is the 23rd lecture on the Gospel of Luke. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. Well, firstly, here is still my today personal study summary. Harold, the ruler or local leader, maybe at that time, heard about all the miracles happening and was really confused. Some people say Jesus was John the Baptized, raised from the dead. Others thought he was Elijah or another old prophet who had come back. Herod said, "I already killed John, so who's this Jesus?" And he wanted to see him. And meanwhile, the apostles came back from their mission and told Jesus everything they had done. Jesus took them a quiet town called Bethesda to rest, but the crowds frowned and followed him. Instead of being annoyed, Jesus welcomed back them, told them about God's kingdom, and healed the sick. Later, that day, the disciples told Jesus to send the people away to get food and a place to stay because they were in a lonely spot. But Jesus returned back. "You gave them something to eat." The disciples were shocked because all they had were 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish only. And the crowd had about 5,000 men, not even counting women and children. Jesus told the disciples to organize everybody into groups of 50 and sit down. And he took the bread and fish, looked up to heaven, blessed the food, broke it, and gave it to the disciples to pass out. Miraculously, everyone ate as much as they want, and there were 12 baskets of leftovers. It's so amazing. This shows that Jesus not only cared about teaching and healing, but also about people's everyday needs, like food. Now, let my beloved English sister make a go further summary.
Yes, hello everybody. In the first sentence of this text, we meet King Herod, who is asking himself who Jesus might be.
大家好，在本文的第一句话中，我们遇到了希律王，他正在问自己耶稣是谁。
His whole attitude shows a man with a guilty conscience because he had murdered just John the Baptist.
他的所有态度都只能显示出他是一个罪人，因为他谋杀了施洗者约翰。
This murder was the result of many other sins, as we read in other Gospels. First, he took his brother's wife, Herodias, in marriage. Then he put John the Baptist in prison because John said that this was not right.
这起谋杀案是其他许多罪孽的后果，正如我们在其他福音书中所读到的那样。首先，他娶了兄弟的妻子希罗底。然后他把施洗者约翰关进了监狱，因为约翰说这样做不对。
After this, he had a party with a lot of wine, and when the daughter of Herodias danced, he promised her anything she wanted.
此后，他举行了一场盛大的宴会，并喝了很多酒。当希罗底的女儿跳舞的时候，他承诺他以后要什么都可以。
Being influenced by her mother, she asked for the head of John the Baptist. Now the king was tortured by his guilty conscience and mental struggles. He thought that Jesus could be the risen John, which was impossible because they had lived at the same time. But his mind was too troubled to reason.
受到母亲的影响，他要求得到施洗者约翰的头颅。而后来，国王正饱受良心的谴责与内心的折磨。他认为耶稣可能是复活的约翰，但这并不可能，因为在他们生活的同一时代， 而且当时他的思绪过于混乱，无法理清头路。
Then he thought that Jesus might be the incarnation of Elijah. In the Old Testament, Elijah rebuked King Ahab for his sinful life and his idolatry. So Hero was afraid that Jesus might speak publicly about his sin and shame.
然后他想到耶稣可能是以利亚的化身，在旧约当中，以利亚斥责亚哈王的罪恶生活与偶像崇拜，因此希律王担心耶稣会公开谈论他的罪孽与羞耻。
The disciples came back from their mission. Jesus cared for them and led them to a place away from the crowds because he wanted them to rest. After hearing the news that John had died and considering to work off the mission, it was clear that they needed a break.
门徒们传教回来之后，耶稣照顾他们，带他们到一个远离人群的地方，因为他想让他们休息。听到约翰去世的消息，考虑到其他传教工作，所有人显然需要休整一下。
But when the crowds found out where they were and followed them, Jesus did not send them away.
但当众人知道他们在哪里，并跟随他们的时候，耶稣并没有驱赶其他旁人。
This is a characteristic of Jesus. He never sends away anyone who is seeking him. He taught them, and as the day grew late, it became clear that the people needed food. The disciples suggested sending them to the nearby villages.
这就是耶稣的特质。他从不遣散任何向他寻求帮助的人，他教导他们，即使天色渐晚，人们显然急需食物，所以门徒建议派所有人去附近的村庄寻找食物。
But Jesus challenged them by saying, "Give them something to eat." Everyone knew that this was impossible, not say ridiculous. 2 fish and 5 loaves for so many people.
但耶稣却向众人答道：“给所有人发吃的吧。每个人都知道这是不可能完成的，更不用说是荒谬的。2条鱼和5个饼，怎么会足够5000多人来吃？”
But they obeyed, and this is the first step we must take when we want Jesus to work a miracle in our lives. Believe and obey.
但是众人服从了。当耶稣想要在我们的生活中创造奇迹的时候，这就是我们必须采取的第一步，相信并服从。
The people sat down in groups. Jesus blessed the food, and what was never enough in the disciples' hands became more than sufficient in the hands of Jesus.
人们一组一组的席地而坐。耶稣祝福着食物的到来，门徒手中永远不够的东西也到了，所有人都得到了耶稣手中变成了绰绰有余的食物。
So, whatever we have in our lives that seems insufficient, if we give it to Jesus, he will make it more than enough.
因此，无论我们生活中希望得到什么，只要把我们的愿望交给耶稣，他就会让一切变得绰绰有余。Okay, based on above Bible study content, now let me ask sister some related questions. We hope the following questions can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have just become new Christians. Okay, based on above Bible study content, now let me ask sister some related questions. We hope the following questions can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have just become new Christians. The first one, Schwester. Why was Herod confused when he heard about Jesus? 为什么希律王听到关于耶稣的事情感到困惑呢？
He had a bad consciousness and was afraid that all that sin had he done before will become public.
他心里不安，害怕自己以前犯下的罪行会被公之于众。Second issue, therefore, what difference explanation did people give about who Jesus might be? 人们给出哪些不同的解释来说明耶稣是谁呢？
Somebody thought he was a prophet, some that he was a liar.
有人认为他是先知，有人则认为他是以利亚。Next one, sister, why did Herod want to see Jesus? 为什么希律希望见到耶稣本人呢？
He wanted to know the purpose of Jesus' teaching. When you know that one person can destroy your fame and rebuke you in public, so it's better to meet that person and ask what he planned to do.
他想知道耶稣教导的目的。当你知道有人想毁掉你的名声，并在公共场合斥责你的时候，最好是先去见见那个人，质问他，他究竟打算干什么。
Later, Herodias met Jesus on the day when Jesus was crucified. He expected a miracle from Jesus, but the Bible does not tell what kind of miracle.
后来，希律在耶稣被钉上十字架的那天见到了耶稣本人。他期待耶稣能行使奇迹，但圣经后来没有告诉我们他究竟会行什么样的奇迹。
It might be possible that he wanted Jesus to help him with his mental problems.
也许他只是希望耶稣帮助他解决他上精神上的问题。Next one. Therefore, sister, where did Jesus take his disciples after he returned back from their mission? 当门徒完成使命之后，耶稣带这些人去了哪里呢？
He took them to Bethsaida, not far away from Jerusalem, and we'll learn about three close friends of Jesus in Bethsaida in other chapters of the Bible.
他把这些人带到距离耶路撒冷不远的伯塞大。我们在圣经的其他章节中已经学习过了。耶稣在伯塞大有三个亲密的好友。Next issue, sister. How did Jesus treat the crowds when they followed him? 当群众跟随耶稣的时候，他是如何对待他们呢？
He went on teaching them.
他只是继续教导着众人。Next one, why did the disciple want Jesus to send the people away? 为什么门徒希望耶稣把众人打发走呢？
It already was late, and the disciples noticed that the people are at the lonely place without food. We have to be aware that there were children in the ground who needed to eat.
天色已晚，门徒们注意到。人们都聚集在一个偏僻的地方，没有食物。我们必须注意到这件事情。人群中还有需要吃东西的孩子们。Next one. Therefore, sister, what was the problem with feeding so many people at that circumstance? 喂饱这么多人面临的困难是什么呢？
The villages are not so nearby, and the people can suffer of a very low blood sugar when they have walked there. And it's a good question if a small village has food for 5,000 men plus women and children.
村庄距离不太近，人们步行前往的时候可能会出现低血糖。一个小村庄是否能养活5000名男女老少，这本身就是一个问题。
We don't know if the people carried money in their bag, because when they heard that Jesus comes, they left everything and ran after him.
我们不知道人们的包里当时是否带着钱，因为当他们听说耶稣来到的时候，大家就抛弃了一切，紧随他而去。
For to keep it short, there was no solution in feeding so many people.
简而言之，当时是没有办法养活那么大一群人的。Next question. Next issue, sister. How many loaves of bread and fish did the disciples have at that moment? 门徒当时只有多少饼和鱼？
They had two fishes and five loaves of bread.
他们当时仅仅有2条鱼和5块面包。Next issue: What miracle happened when Jesus blessed the food? 当耶稣祝福得到更多的食物的时候，发生了什么样的神迹呢？
In his hands, it became more and more.
在他的手中，食物变得越来越多。The last question for today: How many baskets of leftovers were collected after everyone ate? 大家吃饱之后，最终又收集了多少篮中剩下的食物呢？
After all people had eaten, they collected 12 baskets of food.
等大家吃饱饭之后，最终所有人又收集了12篮的食物。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2025年8月快乐，我们下期再会。